See Psalm 42, read verse 1 and 2. As a hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? So here we have, in the Old Testament, the psalmist is thirsting for God, for the living God. Is panting, so panteth my soul after thee. And also we say in the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 2, let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth, for the love is better than wine. And verse 4, draw me, we will run after thee. Here, also in parallel to what the apostle is saying here, we see in the apostle's life, here is a man who had achieved everything in the Jewish religion, his rank and position foremost. And he had his ancestry, a Hebrew of the Hebrews. You see, all his credentials were given here in the preceding verses. And in the zeal, unequal. But now in verse 7 he says, what things were gained, all these things that were gained to him before he was saved. Now, in the light of the glory of Christ, in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, now he sees him as dung, worthless, useless things. What things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. Not only is counting loss, but he has suffered the loss of all things. Now, before one desires to obtain, to understand, to gain this the excellent knowledge of Christ, there is a condition here. The separation from the world. Separation from the things of this world. And to show contempt for the glory of this world. The cross of Christ, the person of Jesus Christ, the glorious gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ is above the glory of this world. In the Epistle of John chapter 5 we read, all that is in the world is lust of eyes, lust of flesh, and the pride of life. So therefore love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. So it is important for us to, I believe, we understand that to go after Christ, to pursue the excellent knowledge of Jesus Christ, we must first separate ourselves from the evil associations, from the worldliness. And without this, we cannot obtain this grace, this benefits.
It's challenging when we, at least for me, to sit and think, how do we get there? And we look around, we examine ourselves, and we have to say we are living beggarly Christian lives. And I'm sitting here asking myself the question, maybe part of our problem is the proclamation of the gospel. Most of us who are sitting in this room can say, you know, I've been saved 5, 8, 10 years and plus. And where are we in relationship to the things that we're talking about? You know, for those who, let's say you saved 10 years, did it ever occur to you that there is this knowledge, this excellent glory, this individual that at least he's the one that saved you, that after 10 years there has to be more conformity to him? Whereas we're running down the saints to tell them, you know, you got to drop this, you got to drop that. And I'm just asking myself, is part of the problem in the way we present the gospel, how we inform individuals after they have accepted Christ, things that are expected of them, how they ought to live? Do we really present a Christ that is so appealing, so attractive, that the individuals want to go on and go out for him, rather than you're saved and you're on your way to heaven? You know, you can do a little service here, you can do a little service there. Or do we present the gospel in such a way and disciple individuals? So after, let's say, 5-10 years, we're really seeing hearts that are sold out for the Lord Jesus Christ. If I have gone on in my Christian life to say, okay, I've accepted the Lord, I'm baptized, I'm breaking bread, and you know, I've been in fellowship 15 years. Well, really, 15 years, I should see I should see young people really sold out for Christ. And this is what I believe the apostle, yes, he was the apostle and he saw the Lord. He had this experience. But in our own way, when we came to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, that was our own experience. And the Lord can work with that to help us along. And in my Christian life, it's not simply that I have come to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus and I stay still. This book contains so much of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it was mentioned concerning the two on the Emmaus Road. You know, what a Bible reading that was. Amen. To have the Lord Jesus start from Moses and the prophets. And you go, tell me more, tell me more, tell me more. And this is what Christianity is all about. And we have to ask the Lord to give us what is needed in days such as these. Give us hearts to go after the Lord Jesus Christ, to gain that knowledge of him, so that we might be more like him here in this scene.